I'm going to tell you a story before I get started. God cares about rabbits. God cares about, even about rabbits. Here's the story. My wife's just shaking her head. But it's a true story. On Thursday morning when we woke up, walked out the door to go to school. Was it Friday? All right. Walk out the door, and right in front of us, in the middle of our yard, is this cute white and brown bunny. Okay? You could tell it was a pet rabbit. It was not a wild rabbit. And it came to us, and, you know, you could call it, you know, you do the thing anyway. Anyway, it hung around for a while, and then, you know, we all had to go. So I think in the long run, Abby kind of tracked it, and it kind of went off behind our house underneath the fence. Well, yesterday afternoon, the bunny's back, okay, in front of our yard, nibbling on grass, doing and digging a little bit here and there. Well, I just thought, okay, I'll take a picture of the bunny, and I'll be silly. So I took a picture of the bunny, and then I put it on Facebook. Okay, so I put the picture of the bunny on Facebook, and about 15 minutes later, Kathy Moore calls me. Rick, have you looked at Facebook? Huh? What? The responses to your post, have you seen? I said, no. She said, that rabbit belongs to a friend of mine who lives in Pooler. Really? Okay. So we have broached 3 degrees of separation at that point. Okay, because I don't know that person. I know Kathy, but Kathy works with them. Well, in the long run, we hang around in the yard for probably 45 minutes or so, front yard, backyard, and the rabbit stays around, and it's dark. I mean, now it's dark. And basically, this gal's out of town, so she gets some friends to come and get the rabbit or check to see if the rabbit's her rabbit. It looks a lot like it. I don't know if it is or not, but I mean, anyway, so the two gals come, and we're chasing the rabbit, trying to corral the rabbit. You know, we corral him a couple of times. Finally got him in a little cat carrier thing, and rabbit. The bunny left the house in Godly Station, up at Godly Park. That's 10 miles from my house. It's been gone 1 month. And this person's bunny, who knows Kathy, is in my yard. God cares about bunnies. Okay, just got it. Okay. Had to tell you the story. Doesn't happen every day. Nor that God uses Facebook every day to restore a bunny to its rightful home. Jackson is happy now. Jackson's the name of the bunny. I want to talk a little bit about how God communicates with us. We've talked about this a lot, but what I've decided is we can't talk about it enough. I'm also not going to say that as we enter into this conversation, the truth is, all these ways are ways that we see God communicate. But the truth is, I believe God probably communicates with us other ways too. I don't know how you could put him in a category. But the reality is, he's God. And we can biblically say he's communicated to us this way. We can say that we've seen it in Scripture, we've seen it in our own lives, and therefore we can validate it. But the reality is, he's God. And there may be other ways that he communicates with us as well. What we need to do is we need to be aware and be prepared and have a relationship with him so that we know the way he talks to us. Now, I'm also going to say something that, you know, you might not necessarily find in Scripture, but something just hang with me on this, okay? He's wired us, each one of us, individually and differently. And there is a good possibility that because God knows us that intimately, that he knows the ways that he gets his message across, and he knows which of those sort of fit our wiring. To where there's some of us, God may give a lot of impressions. Some of us, he may speak through the word. Some of us, he may speak, you know, through other people in conjunction with. Rarely does he only use just one way, but there may be one way that just seems to be kind of who we are, or some combination of two or three ways that just seem to get us and get our attention. All right. So having said that, I want to return to something that I've said, and I'll repeat it whenever we get to the list, because that's what we're going to look at today, as a list, basically. And that is, way too many times, we just overlook the times that we ought to be expecting God to speak. Okay, when we're here together, whenever Dusty's up here, or Dane's up here, or I'm up here, or whether one of us is in back with kids, we're teaching, we need to understand that that is an opportunity for God to be speaking to us. And it's not just a talking head. We're here because we want to hear from God. And we ought to expect God to speak. Now, I'm also going to tell you that there are times where God may be working in a way that has nothing to do with the things that I am saying, or Dusty is saying, or Dane is saying, or anybody else that you can sit in front of and listen to. Because I've been in that situation, and God has done that. That even though I am speaking and believe that God's leading me, and that He's let what He's dealing with you about in the privacy of your heart is entirely different from what I'm up here saying and what Dusty's saying. That is okay, because He's God. All right, so said all that stuff, and I wanted to say it before I really launched out into where we're going. So I kind of took the radio thing to use as sort of an analogy in that, you know, God's always on air. There's never an off air for God. Okay, it's 24/7, 365 plus whatever extra minutes may exist. So that's why we've got the theme that we have here. God is speaking. He's on air. All right. So this first slide, I just want to go through the ways that we're going to deal with that God speaks. So go to that next slide, and we'll see how each one. And we're not going to talk about each one right now in depth. We're going to kind of meander our way through this. Can you go to the next slide? I hope so, because I didn't print it off. Yeah, there we go. Oh, there we go. Ways that God speaks to us. Number one, we all know that the whole idea of the Bible is that it is God's, it's a record of God's revelation to man. How He has spoken, how He has acted, and it communicates everything that we need to know. Okay. It doesn't tell us everything, right, about God. It tells us everything we need to know. It communicates everything that we need to know to respond to Him and know His character, know what He's like, so that we can draw close to Him in a relationship. So God speaks through the Bible. You can pick up your Bible. You can read what has been recorded, how God has spoken, is speaking now, and know that it's trusted, it's proven, and it's God, and He doesn't change. We've got confidence. Second, God speaks to us in person by appearing to us. Now, this is the rarest form of God speaking to people, but He has done it, and if He chooses to do it again, that's His choice. He can. Third, God sends an angel to speak. We've got lots of examples of that in Scripture. We'll look at a couple of those. Fourth, God speaks in an audible voice that many can hear. Okay, not just one person, but a lot of people hear. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they always understand what he says, but it's something that other people can hear, a group. Okay, next, God speaks in an audible voice just for you, just for me, individually. We do hear something. It's not just in our head. There's the sound, but we alone hear that. Next, God speaks in an internal audible voice, okay, where we know within us we hear a voice, but there's not actually a sound. You could say this is sort of like what the prophets write whenever they say, the word of the Lord came to me saying, okay. They know that it was from God. They know it's spoken by God. They were supposed to record it, but it was not necessarily actually sound. Next, God speaks through impressions. Okay, just things that he places within us, ideas and thoughts that we need to act on. Next, he speaks through the natural world. We'll get to it in a minute, but you look in Romans 1, there's a very real sense where God says, I have revealed the way that I am, my character, my purpose, through the way that the world has been ordered and created. Next, God speaks through fleeces. We'll talk about that. You know what a fleece is? We'll get there. You know the stories, but we'll repeat in a minute. Next, God speaks through manifestations in our bodies. It says that, yes, there's times where God either allows things to be going on in our lives and in our physical bodies in order to communicate to us something that God wants us to pay attention to. Next, God speaks through circumstances. You'll notice this is way down in the order. Okay, and we'll get to why it needs to be way down in the order in just a few minutes. Well, maybe actually a few weeks, depending on how long it takes us to get through this. Next, God speaks through dreams, visions, and things we might call trances. Lastly, God speaks to us through other believers, the church. Now, there may be one or two others you could say are variations of these, but if you think about it, that's a lot of ways. And yet, we can go through a week very easily and think to ourselves, I didn't hear from God. So we need to ask why. If God's speaking, he uses all these different ways, some more than others at times. Why is it we feel like that we're not hearing from God? Now, I'm not going to deal with that side of the equation, but it's one that we need to be considering. All right. Are you ready to kind of go through these a little bit more slowly, gradually? All right. Let's look at the first one. God speaks through the Bible. Let's look at a couple of examples. Pop the first one up there, Artie. Psalm 1. Somebody, open your Bible. Let's go to Psalm 1. All right, from the get-go. Somebody read Psalm 1 for us. Okay, so how does, in the context of that psalm, where do you see that God speaks through the Bible? It says the person that meditates on God's Word, that delight in the law of the Lord, and what happens as they do that? Or if we're that kind of person, what happens? What effect does that have? Now, all of us would like to be fruitful people, especially fruitful for the kingdom of God. We've said that we've been changed, that Jesus has made us different. We're new creatures. And we want to be fulfilled. We want to feel like our life is abundant. And the only way to do that is by knowing what God says is good and right. All right, second passage. Psalm 119, 97 through 104. probably closest to the middle of the Bible as we'll get. Somebody read that for me. Okay, here we see it even more. Okay, the same thing being communicated. Time in what? Spending time meditating, being quiet before the Lord in what He has already revealed through His Word reaps eternal benefits. Anything else you see in that passage? Is there one more in that one? One more. Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, Luke 24, 13 through 35. Jump to the New Testament. Somebody read Luke 24, 13 through 35. So, what did Jesus use? Scripture, right? He went back to the revealed Word, what God had said. So in all these situations, we see that God does speak through what's there. Now, think for a second. Your own experience. How many times has God spoken to you through the Bible? How many times has He alerted you to something He either wants you to do, a change He wants you to make, a sin He wants you to confess, a relationship He wants you to get right? Fill in the blank. It's proven over and over and over again, right? In our own experience. This is not just a out there rule or one of those things where, you know, we just say this is some kind of esoteric fact. This is something we practically, if we have tested it, we know it's true personally, right? Anybody have a story? When God spoke to you through the Bible, through something you read. So not only did God speak to you, He spoke to them through what passages He put on your heart. All right? Thank you. Didn't hear through the Bible, wouldn't be here. Well, that's true. And it's true probably for all of us. God spoke through the Word to help you persevere. All right. So, God speaks through the Bible. Now, I'm going to also qualify everything else that we're going to say in this respect. Because we know that the Bible is proven, both experientially and any other way, every other form through which God will communicate with us will always agree with what has already been proven and already said and already established. Okay? So the Bible is the measure for anything else we may think is the way God will never tell us to do something that is not in keeping with what He's already revealed. So it's not like God told me to go do this and it's a crazy thing. And we know that it's not something that would be in a keeping with His character nor His revealed Word. It's the thing that qualifies anything else we say, we think. So it is the measuring stick for everything else. So that's why we start there. Okay. All right. Move to the next thing. God speaks to us in person by appearing to us. Again, this is very rare, but it has happened. God usually does this in very specific. I have an irrelevant story that I'm not going to tell. Okay. Revelation 1, 8, 10, and 11. God speaks to us by appearing to us. So what do you think He did with John in Revelation 1? He showed up, right? Somebody read 1, 8, and then 10 through 11, please. All right, thank you, Carol. All right. So, who was speaking? It says the Lord God Almighty, right? In person. In fact, John says He turned around, right? And He said He was supposed to write these letters. Now, we have Revelation because He wrote the letters. He responded. He did what He was asked to do, told to do by God. Okay? All right? Secondly, second example. Okay, go to Acts chapter 9. This is Saul's conversion story. Acts 9, 3 through 6. Somebody read that for us. Okay. So, who showed up? God the Son. He spoke to Paul personally. Paul saw him. So, it does happen. It has happened. It was for a strategic purpose, would you not agree? God sends angels to speak to us. Tell you what, there's about two or three stories we can go through, but let's see if you can guess what they are just by looking at the where they are. Yeah. All right, first one. Acts 5, 19 through 20. God sends angels to speak to us. Go ahead and look. Go ahead and look at Acts 5. And once you see where it is and what's going on, somebody paraphrase the story for us. Acts 5, 19 and 20. What did the angel tell him? So the angel spoke. Angel showed up. All right, second story. Acts 8, 26. What's happening in Acts 8? Explaining the gospel to who? Ethiopian, okay, the eunuch, 8:26. Acts 10, 3 through 6. Yep, this is whenever God's speaking to Cornelius. Said he distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. All right, so we've got real angels speaking to real people. Okay, real angels being created beings of a heavenly realm. They're not people who have passed on, who earned their wings, as we have said in the past. That's not biblical. That's something else. So God sends angels to speak on His behalf to people. Okay, we know it happens in the Christmas story. But what we're seeing is it's something that happens a lot more often. If you go back to the Old Testament, don't we see examples there of angels speaking with people? So the reality is it may happen a little bit more than we realize it happens. Have you heard angel stories? Okay. You know, I've heard angel stories. Okay, I remember I was at an FCA camp and there were two kids. One kid was trying to spend time with another one who was struggling. And they walked up to the top of the mountain, and there were other people who had been going up and down the mountain on the way. People actually, when they were going up, passed them and knew that there were two of them. And then later on, when they got to the top of the mountain, somebody viewed the two, and there were three. Now, did I see it? No, but it would have been cool. You got an angel story? Here's if that's accurate for all us guys, okay, then when God speaks to our wives, we're hearing from God. Thank you, Henry Blackaby. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. All right, so far, we see that these three or four ways, we have relative confidence that God does speak in these ways. And we understand that some of them are more unique than others, but that He does do this with people. And that the people He does this with, if you look at Scripture and you believe Scripture, are not all that different from us. Okay? Moses was a knucklehead. Paul was not Mr. Nice Guy. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Okay? So, why do we think that God might not do any one of these now? So, let's just kind of soak on that. There's no way I'm going to get through my list today, so I'm going to have to pick up and talk about it again next Sunday. So, we'll pick up with the next thing. Because some of these are not things that you think about normally. And we need to walk around with them a little bit. Okay. Any thoughts or questions to kind of finish today? All right. Okay, let's pray. Father, we're here because we want to meet with You. Lord, peel away those things that veil our hearts in our eyes, spiritual eyes, so that we see all that we're supposed to see, and that we hear all that we're supposed to hear. And that, Lord, like Jesus said, if we really are hearing and we really are seeing, then we will not just sit around and go, wow, wasn't that entertaining? Instead, Lord, we will say, here am I, send me. Just like Isaiah did. Lord, speak to us this week. Let us have stories to tell. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.